This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's first budget proposal includes more money for roads, a change in how education is funded, and also a request for $120 million to pay for safe drinking water. Gary Wilson, Lake Michigan senior correspondent for Detroit Public Television's Great Lakes Bureau, says it's worth noting that safe drinking water is a priority for the new governor. Gary Wilson, thanks for being back with us.
Hey, Gordon. Good morning. Good to be back.
Let's start with what would happen if all this money were to be approved and it's spent the way that Governor Whitmer says it should be spent. What would that actually mean for safe drinking water?
Well, it means a lot. And I would just get a disclaimer on the front side of this. We're talking about a budget proposal. It's grabbing all the headlines, I think largely because it's the governor's very first budget after 8 years of Governor Snyder. So what comes out the other end after months of negotiation and sausage grinding, as they say, we'll have to see what comes out the other end of the pipe there. On the $120 million, Gordon, three major components of it, and I think $37 million, a little bit over $37 million, goes to replacing lead pipe service lines. And, you know, this harkens back to the Flint water crisis and other cities in the region, too, and the state, too. But $37 million for lead service lines. In Kalamazoo's backyard, very important, $30 million for PFAS. Kalamazoo's, you know, everybody remembers the headlines from Parchment. So $30 million for PFAS, and then $40 million for something called the Drinking Water Revolving Fund. That's kind of policy wonk for helping local communities get loans for infrastructure. We don't need to go into the weeds on that, but it's important for local communities to have money to fix their infrastructure problems. So $40 million will go to that issue.
As you say, we don't know how this will all turn out as it goes through the legislature, but is it notable as we begin Governor Whitmer's term that it seems that drinking water is there close to the top of the agenda? We knew she wanted to fix the roads. She had talked about education extensively during the campaign. She also talked about drinking water. But when it comes in as part of a budget proposal and actually a request for supplemental funding, does that give us an idea of what her time as governor might look like going forward?
I think it does. And I was actually a little bit surprised. I followed her campaign. And the first time I looked at her campaign website, looking for an environmental policy, I noticed the drinking water pages, and they were substantial. They went on for two or three pages. I can't remember the number of bullet points that she talked about, but it was maybe 15 or 20 bullet points, and I was really kind of taken aback. I haven't seen somebody running for governor or almost any office with that extent of a water agenda. So campaigning is one thing, as we all know. Governing is something else. And what gets said on the campaign trail many times slips into the shadows once somebody's in office. So when she came out with her budget priorities, and I don't doubt the governor's desire to work on water, but I was surprised to see it make her top three and make her budget address. So roads, education, and drinking water. And she hammered that home, as did her budget director, Chris Kolb, in the presentation to the legislature. One expert policy advisor, Dave Dempsey, who I think has some Western Michigan connections, he's been involved in this for, 30-plus years. He said he has never seen a governor put so much emphasis on drinking water in a state-of-the-state address or a budget address.
Does that, though, in a way, sort of follow what has happened during the last 4 years, specifically the second term of Governor Rick Snyder, where the Flint water crisis came onto the radar, plus areas like you say, Parchment and several others, even just around here in Southwest Michigan, the Richland area, Battle Creek, have found PFAS contamination in their water. Does it sort of make sense that the first budget proposal with a new governor would have some sort of message and request for funding regarding safe drinking water?
It does. But I think, Gordon, I think that we haven't learned all the lessons. And I say the poor old Lee, and it's broader than just the Kalamazoo area, or it's broader than Michigan, broader than Flint. As I cover the region, I still detect some complacency about some of these issues. I don't know that too many people really understand PFAS. I think they've gotten their arms around replacing lead service lines, but I don't think that people, including many politicians, really understand the PFAS issue. And $40 million, which is her biggest number here for local communities to work on water infrastructure, I'm not sure that the general public totally understands that. So I think she's doing the right thing by putting it in the spotlight. Now, when they get down to the hard negotiations, the real test will be how, you know, will she take a hard stand on some of this, and what else is she willing to give up to get $30 million for PFAS?
Well, the first big standoff between Governor Whitmer and the Republican-led legislature was over reorganizing the Department of Environmental Quality. Is it possible that that foreshadows some sort of trouble for the governor in trying to get this money specifically for safe drinking water?
It could. I think she was very aggressive as soon as she assumed office. I was surprised that she would stand up to the legislature that quickly. I think it was a mistake. It's easier to get what you want when you're making friends with people than picking a fight with them. And for whatever reason, she decided to pick a fight with the legislature right away on those panels that Governor Snyder reported, those environmental review panels. They resolved it fairly quickly. Maybe she was testing the water. Maybe she was playing to her base. But I don't think that action will help her in the budget negotiations.
This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Gary Wilson is Lake Michigan senior correspondent for Detroit Public Television's Great Lakes Bureau. We're discussing Governor Gretchen Whitmer's budget proposal, including a $120 million supplemental request for drinking water infrastructure, and what that says about the governor's priorities going forward. Governor Whitmer said that her goal by 2030 is 100% of communities can trust the drinking water coming from the taps. That sounds like something that would be pretty, bipartisan, would be something that people would nod and say that sounds like a good idea. So is it possible that safe drinking water, compared to trying to get more money for roads through an increase in the gas tax or by changing the formula for how you fund education and putting more money into schools, may be somewhat less controversial, or maybe something that more Republican lawmakers are going to say, yeah, I can sign on to that?
Well, nobody's going to say we don't want to take care of the drinking water problems. And the chair of the Appropriations Committee in the Senate, he issued a generic statement. Something like, "Sure, we're all in favor of drinking water." But again, it comes down to when you get down to arguing about a couple of million dollars in the budget, where does it go? 2030, she won't be the governor in 2030. So to meet the goal by then, she'll need help from a new governor, and maybe even sooner if she's not reelected. Many of the people in the legislature will be gone by then based on term limits. So if Michigan's going to meet that goal, she's going to need to build alliances in the legislature and cultivate this so over time. Otherwise, it'll be something with a quick start and some early success, and then what happens to it.
As you noted, part of what may determine whether this drinking water money gets approved is how much Governor Whitmer's willing to go to the mat for it. Even if drinking water is high on the agenda, if it's third on the list behind fixing the roads and behind improving schools, and if there were major political battles over those two things, could that be bad news for this money for safe drinking water?
It could, Gordon. And I noticed in the Kalamazoo area, State Representative John Hoadley, if I'm pronouncing the gentleman's name.
Yep, John Hoadley, yep.
Yeah. He released a statement, and he was very enthusiastic about the governor's drinking water proposal. He talked about it putting values into practice. State Senator Sean McCann, he was very reserved, and both are Democrats, by the way. He was very reserved. He had a generic statement saying this is a good starting point, and he looks forward to hearing from constituents. So I don't think it's an automatic that every Democrat is just going to fall into line. It probably depends on how secure they are in their district, if they're coming up on term limits or not. If you're term limited, it's easy to be brave. If you're in your first term, you've got to get along, you've got to get reelected. So I think she'll probably have a little bit of work to do, even on the Democratic side.
And might it also depend on where people live? I suppose, we haven't yet found PFASs in some parts of the state. We found them in Southwest Michigan, but perhaps if you're in an area of the state, I even talked to a lawmaker from south of here who told me it really hadn't come up yet, amongst his constituents because they hadn't found it in his district, not very far from Kalamazoo, but still hadn't been found there. So might some of this depend on where people live and whether or not these issues have yet touched the lives of their constituents at this time?
I think you're exactly right, Gordon. I've in some journalistic circles, there's a lot of research, writing being done and research being done on PFAS. And as I talk to people from around the country who are covering the issue, there's a consistent message that we're all hearing. And that is, we don't know yet on PFAS what we don't know. That's just emerged in the spotlight last year or a little bit earlier. And in fact, I had an inquiry from a journalist covering New Mexico, and they're finding it out there now. And nobody expected that. That was a California issue. PFAS was a California issue, a Michigan issue, an East Coast issue. It wasn't supposed to be in rural areas. Well, lots to learn.
So, as you say, maybe there will be some work to do on the Democratic side. But even if Governor Whitmer gets every Democrat to vote for safe drinking water in this supplemental appropriation, she will need some Republican votes. Any signs out there right now that Republicans are going to agree with her on this issue, or any signs the other way that they are ready to dig in their heels and say, sorry, this is too much money, or it's not what we want to spend it on?
I don't want to handicap the Michigan legislature or any legislature for that matter. I think they're going to be receptive to the drinking water proposals in her budget. Now, will they be to the amount of money that she wants? I'm not sure. I did note as I tried to comb through the details of the budget that the overall Department of Environmental Quality budget is declining from the current level of $501 million to $478 million. I looked for a narrative in the budget that talked about that, and there wasn't one. And this is purely speculative, so maybe she's I've got a carrot and a stick here. If you give me the $120 million, I'm willing to live with for drinking water, I'm willing to live with a $20-plus million cut to the overall DEQ budget. But again, that's speculation on my part.
But again, does raise the issue that there's going to be probably a fair amount of give and take here if something is going to happen. And there may be some trade-offs and some things that come about that make this, when it's a budget, look very different from the budget proposal that Gretchen Whitmer has put forward.
Right. I think you're right, Gordon. I'm waiting for this to get contentious. Not that I want it to be contentious, but as we said a few minutes ago, the governor and the legislature has already had one public spat over her reorganization of the Department of Environmental Quality. As I watched the governor's presentation, she's very direct. She went right to the line of taking the legislature to task in very stern terms, and then she backed off. As I watched the comments from legislators after her presentation, they were polite and, you know, let's work together. They went after her on the road tax and taxes in general. I think that's just part of any, you know, politician's playbook. So I think there's a little dance going on right here. And I think it'll be interesting to see how much patience the governor has to participate in the dance.
Gary Wilson is Lake Michigan senior correspondent for Detroit Public Television's Great Lakes Bureau. As always, Gary, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Gordon.
Gary Wilson's reporting can be found at greatlakesnow.org and through links at WMUK.org. You can subscribe to WMUK's West Southwest podcast through Apple iTunes and by searching podcasts in Google Music. It can also be found on our website, WMUK.org, and through the WMUK app. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.